DJ.com.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth.
Defending our borders.
He stands for justice.
Fighting the American Union.
He stands for what's right.
This is Explosive Talk Radio.
This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
This is the best of Alex Jones on KLBJ.
Welcome, listeners out there across the country on this 26th day of November 2006. It is Sunday. I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving weekend listening here in Texas and around the country. This is, of course, a syndicated broadcast from the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ. A lot of affiliates have signed on. The show's about a month and a half old, and a lot of other stations piling on to carry the broadcast Sundays from 4 to 6 p.m. or to rebroadcast it later in the evening. We'll have open phones for the full 2 hours, as we customarily do. The toll-free number to join us is 877-590-5525, 877-590-KLBJ, and we'll get you up and on the air. I'd already been planning in the last few months to do a show or part of a broadcast on the police state in America and worldwide. And we, of course, always, that's a staple here, one of the big issues we cover. But driving down after Thanksgiving, I had Thanksgiving with my family and then drove down that afternoon to Port Aransas, Texas. I had the enjoyment of being on I-37 and being pulled over by the state police. So I will be telling that story later in the broadcast. Now, I know there are state police out there listening. I do speed occasionally. A few of them have pulled me over. Frankly, I've even in my first film, made in 97, America Destroyed by Design, talk about how professional the Texas state police are. I'm friends with a lot of state police, a lot of people high level in the state police. Of course, this being Austin, I'm involved in politics. I'm good friends with the Capitol Police from dozens and dozens of rallies and demonstrations over the years, and they're big fans of the show. I like the Texas state police, but I did not like the young lady that pulled me over. And, I mean, she was crazed. She was driving so recklessly that my wife said, are they coming after us? And I said, no, there's been a fatal accident, or somebody drove off with gas, or there's been a robbery. They're not coming after us. Well, they were coming after us. And I do speed sometimes, but not with my children in the car, not with my wife. And when I do speed, it's usually 6-7 miles over the speed limit. It's probably why I usually get a warning, because I'm not going 10 miles over. I'm told that's, you know, customary. Most of the time you get a warning. Well, number one, I got a ticket that was incorrect. That's not because I had cruise control, ladies and gentlemen. My wife sits there and makes sure it's exact. Okay, I drive in the slow lane with all the cars passing me. Everybody else going 15 miles over the speed limit. Banditos driving 90 miles an hour. In fact, literally after we got pulled over, here come five banditos going about 90 miles an hour. I'm sure the state police won't pull them over. It's easier to pick on a family with an SUV. And what they did to my children is outrageous. And I don't have time to make it a personal vendetta and sue people and go after people. And I've done that in the past. I've won every time, but it's a big hassle. I'm not a litigious person, by the way. I want that to be on the record. But with a, well, I mean, there's people here in town right now behind bars from my latest foray, my latest, I guess you could call it, invasion against tyranny. There's people sitting behind bars right here in Austin, Texas right now because of it. But I am going to talk about it, and that's coming up in the second hour. In fact, I'll start the story before the second hour begins, and I'm going to lead up to it with all the news from around the world and a bunch of other police state news and information. And by the way, a police state has nothing to do with individual police officers. And most Americans are dumbed down now. Most Americans, police included, don't know what a police state even means. A police state is Nazi Germany. A police state is China today. A police state is Cuba today. A police state is Vietnam today. A police state is much of America today. It's when you don't have due process. It's when the government is God. It's when the people can be secretly arrested, have their property seized. It's when due process is erased. Okay, so we'll be discussing a police state today here on the transmission. Some of the other news we'll be going over. Iraq war has now lasted longer than World War II. This out of the Associated Press. We'll be going over that. There are more riots and more Mexican cities burning right now. There was election fraud down there. And frankly, I got to hand it to the Mexican people. They don't like being slaves as much as Americans do. But see, they've never really had freedom, so they're not as naive. We're very naive because you don't know what you've lost until it's gone. Imagine when Americans find out what peons they are. Imagine what happens when Americans find out just how enslaved, when they take your pension funds, when they belly up the stock market, when they do all the things they've been setting up. But see, putting the police state in place first so you can't struggle when they do it. So we'll be going over that report. Also, this sounds like a headline I would write. In fact, when I first saw the headline on PrisonPlanet.com, I thought it was one of my writers had written it. Sounds like one of our headlines. In fact, I think I've written headlines similar to this, but I clicked on it, and it was the Chicago Sun-Times. You know, we have links, and we'll have the title, and I have no idea what paper or publication it's going to be, so I clicked on it, and it wasn't a subpage of PrisonPlanet.com. It was the Chicago Sun-Times, headline, Charles Rangel Thinks He Owns You. I've interviewed the congressman three times in the last year. I think I'll get him back on either this week or next week, by this week on my syndicated show weekdays, or maybe even next Sunday for you. We'll see if we can wrangle that, pun intended, with Mr. Rangel. It just came to me. I had to do it. So we'll get the police state maven on for you, my friends. Representative Tancredo says that Bush wants to merge U.S. with Mexico and Canada. Excuse me, Congressman, it's already been done. They're just now announcing it to you. We'll continue with that report as well. And he goes on to say that Bush doesn't think America should be an actual place. That's an actual quote. And Steve Watson, one of my U.K. writers in the U.K. Bureau that we have in London, England, Tuesday saw Casino Royale and said that it had all these 9/11 allusions in it, and it indeed did. Wednesday night, I was going to stay up late to go on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie, so I went and saw a 10 o'clock showing of it, and certainly it does have a lot of connections to 9/11. The big one I'll go ahead and give away now, but more later. Oh, my gosh, the CIA almost stopped 9/11 because of the insider trading, but it was too late, and they weren't able to. Ladies and gentlemen, it was in the major British and German and even in a few U.S. papers, then it got shut down. It was the CIA doing the insider trading, and FBI agents went to jail over it because they were involved, too. I mean, people said they couldn't hide something that big if the government was involved. They didn't hide it. We do know. 84% of the American people in scientific polls believe there's a cover-up. A majority of that majority believe it's total inside job, and you're not going to stop the truth from getting out. Oh, by the way, last week, Planet Mancow debuted on Fox, and their producers called us Wednesday before we all left town and said, hey, this thing got such good ratings, we're going to, unprecedented, Fox doesn't do this, re-air it next Sunday. So that little hit, I couldn't go to Fox Studios. I sent my radio producer, Kevin Smith, he did a out-of-the-ballpark job. And I guess they like getting beat so bad that they're going to re-air it. It was a big, like, 10-minute-plus segment, and William Shatner's on the show, too. That's coming up tonight at 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern on Fox. They're on the Fox Propaganda Channel. That'll be there for you. Oh, by the way, I'm excited. I don't know when TalkFest is going to be this year yet, but George Norrie gave me a call and told me that I'm going to be in studio with him again here. Only problem is I scheduled vacation in the middle of January. I never used to take vacation. I do it now. Family's the most important thing. But so I need to find out when TalkFest is. In fact, if Mark calls back in to talk to you about something, please ask him, because I've been wanting to know that. Great. Mark's the head honcho, kind of the Darth Vader around here. I'm joking. That's been fun. I know he's listening. That's why I said it. If he's Darth Vader, I'm the Emperor, okay? What does that make you, Viceroy Gunray, Trey? That's right. Oh, man, I tell you, taking off 3 days of radio like I did this week, it's just unreal to take off 3 days. I just am so rejuvenated, refreshed, effervescent. I am feeling good. And you know what? I'm going to blow my top today. Yeah, it's coming up. Okay, that's some of the news that we'll be going over. The big police state extravaganza, what happened to me. But not just what happened to Alex Jones. What's going on in this country? You want me to run through it for you in machine gun fashion? I'll do it all. On the other side of this quick break, Stay with us on this worldwide transmission on Sunday evening.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Sully, is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
It's not about right versus left. It's about right versus wrong. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now at 1-877-590-5525. Now, here's Alex Jones.
This is the best of Alex Jones on KLBJ.
Tonight, the man known for his mouth getting a new forum, Eric Mancow Muller, hosting his own primetime special right here on the Fox News Channel. Here now in New York, Mancow. And now you're actually going to have a guy who doesn't believe in the 9/11. He thinks it's a whole conspiracy. He's going to go up against a firefighter. This has got to be great.
You know, these woodsy people that hang out in sheds and type a bunch of lies and they piecemeal things.
And, you know, maybe I've been fooled by the Fox News Network myself that it was a bunch of crazies that brought down planes. He believes it was robots and computers, and George W. Bush was planting bombs. And I had him, a couple of miles from here, go face-to-face, one of these conspiracy nuts, face-to-face with a firefighter who was there pulling his buddies out of the rubble at 9/11. It is the most, well, some of the most powerful TV you'll ever see in your life. If you speak, you can move mountains, and some big things are said 1 hour from now.
All right, folks, welcome back. So in the next segment, after we take some calls, I'm going to play a few minutes of the real lies. Now, I've known Mancow for years. They know we're not backwoods living in shacks, but he thinks that his audience is stupid, and so we're these people living in shacks, putting lies on the Internet, and then he does something that's really junior high. Oh, we're going to put him face-to-face with a firefighter. And then Mancow, throughout the broadcast, kept saying, well, you guys go ahead and fight with each other. So, you hate the firemen. You think they were part of it. We've never said the firemen were part of it. But the establishment continues to try this over and over again. But the incredible thing is the majority of the firefighters that we talked to, I'd have to say in New York it was 99%. One firefighter flipped us off. And he was there at Ground Zero this year for the memorial on 9/11 from New Jersey. I mean, I had police captains on video saying, thank you, keep it up. I'm out there bullhorning going, 9/11's an inside job. What do you think, police officers? They go, we know, keep it up. I mean, I'm making a film about it right now. Literally, I've got probably 20 police on tape. We weren't even looking for this. I should have been going after this. 20 police on tape, hundreds of firefighters on tape, police captains in their full dress uniforms where they're looking at me. I go, what do you think about this? Keep it up, Alex. We appreciate it. This is when I show up places. The cops know me with thousands of protesters. Hi, Alex. Keep it up. Appreciate you. I mean, Fox News tries to create the illusion that we're the minority and we're attacking the firefighters and we don't like them. And even the firefighter they had on the show refused to go along with that. But showing his ignorance, Kevin starts bringing up what's been all over national television, all over the major papers. It's now admitted that Christina Todd Whitman, the head of the EPA, was ordered by the White House to lie and claim that the air was safe. That's now declassified, public. They blocked the aid of the firemen, the policemen, the emergency workers. I've interviewed a lot of these people. The fireman didn't even know that and was defending the EPA head. I mean, literally, folks, this shows the ignorance of the general public. And then after the show, Kevin, because, again, I couldn't go up to Fox Studios. They wanted me there. I couldn't go. I had a family arrangement. So I sent my radio producer, hey, Trey, someday you can end up getting dispatched. Now, I'll start sending you off, too. Now, I mean, Kevin's very articulate, as you're going to hear. And they kept trying to make him mad. Mancow got really, really mad. But the reason we're talking about this today is because it illustrates to everyone that they can't argue with us and they can't face us on the facts and they have to build straw men, fake arguments, and lie about us. Now, my screen was full of calls here, and I still see them on the board, but my screen got wiped out somehow. And I know some of these callers wanted to talk about the Fox News special last night attacking us, so perhaps you can get that back up there for me, and I'll go to some of those calls. I'm still a baby in the studio, folks. For years, I've been doing a radio show out of my own office or out of my own house like Art Bell does. It's really the only way to fly, but it's always great to be back in a real radio studio, and they're doing a wonderful job, but I'm kind of like an astronaut orbiting the planet. I am up to their... I'm up to their discretion down at the Houston command base or down at the Cape Canaveral base there in Florida, basically. Later, I also want to get into the toll roads here in Central Texas and nationwide and the propaganda and the media spin trying to sell this to the American people. But it's going to take more than a spoonful of sugar to get this cyanide down our throats. I want to talk about this sickening, what looks to be a serial killer here in Austin, Texas as well, Michael Keith Moore. Just because it gets into the mindset of the type of people that are into butchering and torturing women, the very same mindset that's in our global leaders, but just like the women that get in the cars with these killers, the general public gets on the bus with the New World Order, it's the same criminology. I want to go over it. And there is some good news. Some of the Democratic leadership, and some of them are powerful committee chairmen, are moving to overturn H.R. 6166 that fully abolished the Bill of Rights, that allows the secret arrest, secret torture, secret execution of American citizens. They are moving to repeal those subsections, and the American people have got to get behind it. And the two other points I want to make, just right now before I forget, when I left here, the KLBJ studios, where we syndicate this program from, last Sunday night, I was driving to meet my family at that interesting European-style circus, by the way. It was pretty weird. But to make a long story short, I digress. I'm driving over there, and I'm listening to Beyond the Beltway, which is a very highly respected, great syndicated program that has both sides, multiple sides, sometimes four or five sides on it. It's also a TV program, but they simulcast it. And I'm listening to the Democratic and Republican strategists. In fact, I forgot to tell you, Trey, to grab clips of that from last week if we had a chance, if you recorded it, because I wanted to be able to play that here. And the Democratic and Republican strategists, both of them on the show said, there's a new movement in America, and if the Democrats don't do what this new movement wants, they'll be thrown out too in 2 years. And who is that new movement? They're the anti-New World Order movement. They're the anti-globalization movement. And the Republican agreed with the chief Democratic strategist. Then, I'm driving home from the circus at 10 o'clock at night, listening to Matt Drudge, who's also on this station and many of the stations that carry this program. And he's got Pat Buchanan on, who's known what's going on for a while, but it doesn't. The point is, he's saying the American people are anti-North American Union, they're anti-open border, they're anti-one world government, the globalists control both parties. And I'm telling you, he's sort of using the same polls that I used, the one from a month ago. 84% don't like either party. That's never happened before. Do you understand, folks? The globalists have blown it. They've shown us who they are. So the statesmen can write articles today here in Austin telling us we all love the toll roads and it makes us all money and it's good. Hey, I'm sorry. 97% in major polls are against it. And no amount of your propaganda, no amount of your spin, and no amount of your outright lies. The Chronicle a few months ago said it's not Spanish-owned. I mean, everybody knows sent for Spanish known. You liar, Lewis Black, writing that editorial. You make me sick. I mean, how does Lewis Black think he gets away with writing his editorial comment in the front of the paper telling you that sent for is not Spanish owned? That is the equivalent of saying trees aren't green, water isn't blue, the sun isn't yellow. I mean, we got you. You understand? We got you. You told us to sit down, shut up. Go along with your orders. Don't get angry. No, we're going to get angry about things that matter. Not football, but the freedom in this country. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Your calls, tons of news. Straight ahead.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit herbalhealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Seven.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
It's not about right versus left. It's about right versus wrong. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now at 1-877-590-5525. Now, here's Alex Jones.
This is the best of Alex Jones on KLBJ.
Every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 5 to 7 Eastern. And, of course, I do a syndicated show weekdays 11 to 2. All right, here we are back live. I want to get to your calls. Those of you that are patiently holding, the toll-free number to join us is 877-590-KLBJ, 877-590-5525. Locally in Central Texas, 836-0590. I want to get into the Pentagon Working Group, what they've recommended and how it's more of the same. I want to cover several other issues and take your calls. But let's finish up with the Fox News hit piece. This isn't all of it. We don't have time to play all of it. But basically, he just kept calling Kevin names, kept calling my producer names, wouldn't let him get to any real evidence, just kept calling him a liar, and then said, oh, basically America's dead if what you're saying is true, implying somehow that not trusting your government. Also, they say that they couldn't keep it secret. They kept the fact that they gave thousands of black men syphilis and let them die of it and spread it with the Tuskegee experiment. They kept that secret for over 40 years. Okay, they kept the fact that they sterilized 450,000 American women secretly, sometimes without them even knowing they'd been sterilized until the mid-80s. They kept the atomic soldiers secret. I'm sick of hearing this. There's a whole secret government. I was talking about the shadow government 12 years ago. Now it's mainstream news. And that's why they're upset. That's why they're scared, because the average person is good and is going to get angry when they learn the truth. Let's go ahead and go to the rest of the Fox News hit piece against us last night.
You have info on Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster.
To say about Bigfoot.
Who brought down the Hindenburg? A UFO?
Those are the wrong.
Okay.
I'm with the wrong people.
All
for
right,
that.
Go ahead.
There's no. I don't see any officials coming out saying this. Any former government officials. So what? We can't believe in our government. We have no right to believe our democratically elected leaders.
Our founding fathers would have said, never believe in your government. Never trust in your government.
Who said that?
Our founding fathers would.
What
say
is their end game?
How do you know that? How do you know they would?
The New World Order.
Don't you see it?
The New World Order. They want us all to be slaves.
On the new global plantation. You got it.
A global plantation. And this guy's...
Microchips.
This guy's a sucker.
Surveillance
cameras. This firefighter's
this
a sucker.
This guy's an honorable guy.
He's
I'm
a
not
dude.
Going to attack
He's
him.
A fool. If everything you're saying is true, this man's a fool.
He just hasn't woken up yet. He soon will.
He hasn't woken up yet.
He soon will.
Thank you, Mr. Orwell. We'll be right back here on The Grassy Knoll. So...
Not a
Do you believe everything you read? You can't. Not on the internet. Not on the World Wide Web of disinformation. From time to time, we're going to point out lies on the internet. Hey, did you know I was the star of Alien vs. Predator? It's true. It was on the internet. I've never even seen the movie. And welcome back to the Grassy Knoll here on Planet Mancow. Kevin Smith here believes 9/11 was a conspiracy done by our government. And this is a firefighter, Brian Harvey, who was there. And what do you think of this guy? What do you think about what he's saying?
I don't believe it. I think there's been more than enough opportunity for the 9/11 Commission and other committees to investigate this. If this had any legs, or if this story had any credibility, it would have came out. And today's especially
why is he doing
this? Elections.
Why do you think he's doing this?
He believes it. He thinks he has some,
Do you think he's crazy?
I wouldn't say crazy.
Look in his eyes.
Passionate.
Look in his eyes.
He's
do you guys want to arm wrestle? We can settle this right here, right
maybe
now.
Maybe later. Maybe at the end.
How can you stand here? He said it was like a scab being ripped off. Do you feel anything for this guy?
We have nothing but the utmost respect for firefighters. They're the number one heroes for us in the United States. And we do a lot of work right now with the victims, the people that helped to rescue, the EMS workers that went in, that are dying right now. I mean, Christy Todd Whitman lied about the air quality, lied about the silica, lied about the mercury, everything. These people are dead men walking.
Well, there's no doubt people are getting sick. This guy can't be a firefighter because of his lungs. How are you right now?
I have my days, good days and bad days. But
do you feel like they were lied to and they should have told you how bad it was?
No, I feel that they didn't know and that things were coming out.
Would you do it again? Would you climb down into the into the
That's what firemen do. Police officers do that. They put their lives on the line every day.
Go ahead.
Well, we can bring you William Rodriguez, one of the janitors from the World Trade Center, the last man to get out of the
tower. I can bring you Stephen Jenkins. Do you know who that is?
Give me Stephen
Jenkins. The janitor here.
Well,
drop big
did he have the building come down
tell
on
me
him
right now.
Pulled
tell,
out from
no,
under a fire
tell me right now. Tell
did
me
he
right
win
now.
A Presidential Freedom Award for being a hero?
You mentioned
he will tell you bombs going off in the
I've
building.
I've got you here right
Felipe
now.
Felipe David with skin peeling off of him coming up from the sub-basements.
Yeah.
They were cutting those basements out before. It is a controlled demolition incorporated. That's exactly what it is. There was thermite.
Look him in the eyes and tell him that. Look him in the eyes.
Cutting charges to cut and take that building down. The debris that was falling from the higher floors was still falling as the building was coming out from under it. It fell
Explain
at
it
free
to him.
Fall
Hold on.
Speed.
Explain
no
it
pancake.
To him. Explain it to him what happened.
I am not by any. I mean, just from my firefighting experience, everything you get taught is everything has heating points, melting points. There was a lot of weight. That whole structure had a lot of weight on top of it. The planes crashed into the towers, heated up the structural members, and they weakened. And then everything came down on top of it as a matter of course for the members to weaken. And
have you seen a building come down like that before?
No, I haven't.
No one has because it's never happened. And the bigger question is WTC-7, not hit by a plane. Not hit by debris, small fires. At the end of the afternoon, they pulled the firemen out.
They brought that building down for insurance, right?
The building down.
Do you believe they brought that down to collect insurance?
Hey, ask Mr. Silverstein. Get him on the show. He's the one with
You're
the...
You're talking about Andrew Dice Silverstein, the comedian?
No, Larry Silverstein.
No. Okay, so the buildings... Why were the buildings brought down?
Well, you might, ask the, port, you might ask the Port Authority, too.
I got you here. You're the expert. Why? Why did
I didn't
bring them down?
Do this. I'm just...
All right, folks, there's a few minutes left. We don't have time to play it all. I want to go to break, hurriedly take some calls, and get into the whole Iraq situation, and then a silver lining of good news overall here in this country for the Republic. But, I mean, I was sitting here writing notes during that piece, listening to it again. He claims Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster. They throw all that at Kevin, trying to discredit him when that's not what he's saying, that's not what he's talking about. Every time he brings up real issues, the Fox News host starts shouting him down. And then Kevin brings up that the founding fathers said, don't trust your government. And the fireman goes, I never heard that. What's your proof? You're just making that up. I mean, for somebody who studies the Constitution, the founding fathers, that's all they ever said. It's so alien to people who are informed to realize to that guy, this good, well-meaning firefighter, he thinks patriotism is mindlessly believing whatever you're told. And then he brings up steel melting points. Get the next clip ready, please. Steel melting points. I've interviewed over 15 firefighters over the years. I've interviewed engineers. I've interviewed eyewitnesses. I've interviewed janitors. I've interviewed the heads of mining colleges. Steel melts. Just type the melt point of steel at its lowest alloy at 2,754 degrees. At the strongest structural steel doesn't melt until 3,300 plus degrees. Just go type it into Google right now. You know what the hottest jet fuel burns at? 1,800 degrees. Thousands of degrees below what it takes. Dark orange, cool fires burning people for 20 minutes standing in the holes close to the hottest fires waving for help. Wasn't melting their bodies, but melted huge columns. Then you got Building 7 down the street hit by nothing. Small fires bring it down perfectly in a top-down. Do you have that next clip? This is firefighters on a local New York PBS documentary. This is a firefighting captain talking about steel melting and flowing like lava. We also have video of it. Let me give you a little newsflash. You know how you have that grate in your fireplace? You can burn hot, white hot coals for 20 years on it, nothing melts. That's not structural steel, folks. That's just iron that melts at 2,200. Okay? Giant 4-foot around steel beams like lava from jet fuel? Only thermite! Play the clip of the firefighters. Oh, we got to go to break. When we come back, we'll play it. Oh, I'm just blowing up here. It is simple, basic information. John, Garrett, Brown, and others will get to you after. It's a 30-second clip. It's not like the other one. And then I'll get into the Iraq news with the Iraq Study Group report. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. And then some really good news. So, big finish, big final segment. By the way, Terror Storm has been in the top 100 on Amazon for 3 weeks. It's gone as high as number 9. And I think it finally left the top 100 today, but still be back in there. New film, free at Google Video, Terror Storm. Stay with us.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Shelley, you look exhausted. Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could do something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, F-A-N.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones is deep in the heart of Texas, and he wants to talk to you. Toll free at 877-590-5525. Now, here's Alex Jones.
This is the best of Alex Jones on KLBJ.
Steel melts between 2,700 and 3,300 degrees, depending on the alloy. Structural at 3,300, and then down to the lower grades of steel. Well, this is structural steel coated in asbestos. But forget Tower 1 and 2. We have Building 7 clearly being blown up, hit by nothing. But here are New York firefighters, including a New York fire captain from a New York documentary on local PBS, talking about the steel melting like lava. Okay, impossible from jet fuel. Here's the clip.
I think he just did it to... Who knew? To be honest with you, I think he might have thought that was it for us, too.
You'd get down below and you'd see molten steel. Molten steel running down the channel rails. Like you're in a foundry.
Yeah.
Like lava.
Like lava. Like lava.
There wasn't a lot of screaming. There wasn't a lot of yelling.
All right. So, like a foundry, like a volcano. For those that don't know what a foundry is, it's where they, you know, melt and produce with iron and other metals, steel, and the coke they inject into it. You need to find out the truth, ladies and gentlemen. Those buildings were blown up. And then when they tested some of the steel that they were able to get that hadn't been destroyed and shipped to China, it didn't just have thermite in it. It had been cut with thermate, the patented thermite used to cut pillars. They have jackets of it they put around the steel. Only thermite can do that. But when they tested it, it wasn't just thermite, it was thermate, the exact type used. Which is also explosive, by the way, and when it detonates, instantly burning through. Let's go to John in Georgia. John, you're a trooper. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to...
Well, that was a good call. Is that like a joke or something? I just wanted to click... he probably picked up another phone line and did that. Garrett in Cincinnati, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I just want to encourage you, man. I know a lot of Christians come at you and give you a bunch of doctrine, but, you know, I know that you're doing a good job. And but on to my subject now. I was watching an old show of you on your Alex Jones report talking about Illuminati symbolism.
Yes, it's everywhere.
Yeah, it is. When you were looking at the coffee cups, and you're just like, I can't believe it.
Well, that's right. If you go into Starbucks, it's all seeing eyes, pyramids, people doing the devil sign. And folks, I've been in Seattle and seen them doing it. It didn't hook them horns, and it's weird. The symbol is a goddess. But sorry, go ahead.
Okay, now I was watching TV, and you told me in this thing, you're like, just go watch TV, and just you can find it. Just be aware. Was watching like some. News show, and they were talking about Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise's wedding. And during the wedding vows, they make the Scientology. They make you take the minister takes the.
It's
ring.
It's a gold ring with a triangle, and yeah. That's the ultimate Illuminati symbol. Yeah.
Now, and then get this, and then this was I was expecting this. I have a family member who's in AA. The AA coins are circles with triangles with circles inside of them. Now, I'm not against AA. You know,
well, the point is, it's so pervasive that we don't even know what it means, yeah. And that means the Eye of Lucifer.
Okay, one last thing, and I'll let you go. You know, that all these preachers that they're going around, like especially the big TV preachers, the big ones, you know.
Yeah, most of them are on drugs or homosexual.
That hand signal they always do. I've seen them all do it. Jesse the Planet, Pat Robertson, Billy Graham, Benny Hinn. I mean, what is with that? And I, like you said, sometimes they do it by accident. But, man, I'm seeing them do it like they have a compulsion with it.
I know. They think they get power from it. And, folks, I don't believe in this stuff, but it doesn't mean that people in Haiti don't believe in voodoo. I mean, they believe in it. So I'm just reporting. Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, you've heard of that. I've covered it. I've infiltrated it. I've got video of it. It's in my film, The Order of Death. It's aired on national U.S. television. It's aired worldwide. I mean, they admit I snuck in and got footage. They're very upset about it. And it's, you ever seen Eyes Wide Shut? Stanley Kubrick only made films about real things or things that were going on, and he would put it in a fictionalized account. Well, Eyes Wide Shut's real, folks, but they don't really like women. It's men. It's men with men. If you change that in that movie, then you'd have it accurate. It's not women normally. Let's go ahead and talk to Brown in Georgia. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hello. Go ahead quickly.
Yeah, I just want to say, Alex, man, I love what you do. I love your show. You're a real patriot and hero. And, I mean, run for president, and I'll sure vote for you.
Okay, what else is on your mind?
Well, just, you know, everything you do, man, is just top-notch. You know, the neocons are out there, you know, probably, you know, 40-50% of Americans, they're just brainwashed by all this.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they think Joseph Stalin's conservative. Yeah, they're that.
Yeah. And so, you know, if you look at, you know, the Pentagon, it's so absurd that people could actually fathom for 1 second that they don't have the film, the footage of that supposed plane coming into it. I mean, it's preposterous. You know, there's more cameras out there than you can find in a dozen Wolf camera stores.
I agree, and I appreciate your call. Let's go to Todd in Corpus Christi. Todd, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi there, Mr. Jones. I just wanted a really quick point something out. I've been researching Charlotte Isby for a class, and I stumbled upon the Center for Civic Education. Are you familiar with them?
Yes, they have all over the country. I went and covered one of my first film, America Destroyed by Design. You can watch free at Google Video, America Destroyed by Design, with huge UN brainwashing camps. And they teach the children in every major public school that we're a global government and we're going into the United Nations and that we're the North American Union and Texas belongs to Mexico.
Right, and they are federally sanctioned to write our social studies curriculum. That's really going to how they're going to break it down.
Yeah, under UNESCO that Bush signed back on under treaty, the UN has to certify all the textbooks.
Yeah, have you even seen the cover of the textbook?
There's a lot of them. I haven't seen it in a few years.
But there's one called, I think it's called A Citizen in the Constitution. It has a picture of, as you're walking in to see the Constitution, and it's got the security guard with his hands on his hips, like, don't come near it. I'd like to read you a couple quotes, if I may.
Yeah, we're almost out of time. Go ahead.
Okay, it's one of these says, as fundamental and lasting as its guarantees have been, the Bill of Rights is a document of the 18th century reflecting the issues and concerns of the age in which it was written.
Yeah, do me a favor. Make me some scans of that. Email it to...
I'd like to write you an article. How about it?
Yeah, do that and send it to Kevin at InfoWars. Send it to Aaron at InfoWars. Send it to Ryan at InfoWars. I'm out of time. I want to try to go to Tom. If I have time to go to you, Tom, I will, but I want to give you the bad news. James Baker and Bush Sr. and Henry Kissinger and George Shultz, and if you don't know who they are, you better find out, folks. They were in control of Bush and the neocons the whole time. It's like birdcage liner. Bush is now going to take the blame for the agenda. Now they come in and their Iraq study group, what do they say? Oh, we want to build up the Iraqi internal army and then we'll pull out. That's the same story we've been getting for 3.5 years. It's no difference. The Democratic leadership are saying they're going to stay. A few of them are saying they aren't. We need to press this and make sure the troops are pulled out because, listen, we could have won Vietnam in 6 weeks. I have the documents. It's public. It wasn't meant to be won. It was meant to go on to make money for defense contractors. Same thing in Iraq. They went in, kicked the Baathists completely out, then armed all the other sides to fight with each other. They destroyed the entire bureaucracy in a racially and religiously divided area, knowing their own documents said this was the goal. and they've done it. Bush has done an incredible job of what they set out to do. Make money, get a permanent base there, make the world hate us, to generate more Islamic terror that's real so they don't have to stage events. And that's Pentagon document, P2OG, AP, Reuters, you name it. I mean, folks, it's right out in the open. It is in the news. You know, they say this stuff isn't in the news. It's in the news. It just never becomes the big issue because we're too busy talking about Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie and Michael Jackson and the idiot who, you know, has written the book about killing his wife now. I mean, so what? If you want freedom, you better get involved in real serious issues. The good news is Senator Dodd, and we'll see if he does it, we'll be tracking this, is introducing legislation. Dodd introduces Effective Terrorism Protection Act, brings terrorists to justice, honors America's good name. And this restores habeas corpus, doesn't allow them to arrest U.S. citizens without due process, doesn't allow torture to be admissible in court, bans torture. It gives us our soul back. I've got to read the bill itself. I've just read his press release and the subsections. But that is certainly some good news there. And Tom, you can take us out of the broadcast here as the final caller. Go ahead, sir. Welcome.
Is this it? Are you going off?
Yeah, we're going off, sir. Go ahead. Hit me.
What frequencies are you coming back on? Are you coming back?
Listen, I got to let you go, sir. We're on AM and FM stations right now. And I got loaded. I mean, I'll just take calls. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from Australia. My name's Eric.
Okay, calling from Australia. You got 30 seconds.
Yeah, mate. The question is there room in the anti-New World Order movement and the Live in Truth movement if you're an atheist? Because I know that you guys...
Yes, there is, sir. If you don't think that God designed this or there's some advanced intelligence, that's your problem. There's room for everybody, every race, every creed who wants freedom.
Good answer.
All right, I appreciate your call. I'm glad I took that one. The other one's probably from Timbuktu, too. I'm out of time. See you next week. God bless.
The headlines from around the world and around the block.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Yes, there is.